27-17, and at the Art of Sport LA Bowl in California, Nevada Las Vegas defeated California 24-13. From your Michigan News Source Sports Desk, I'm Brock Palmbush.
Hi everyone, Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years, Smokey's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more.
Food banks gather surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour here on this Thursday, December 19th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I appreciate you guys staying with us through the first hour. Was a repeat from yesterday's show. I just got off of a Zoom meeting with my shoulder surgeon doctor, and we've determined that light laser therapy, which I experienced yesterday with Stacy up at Dr. Gary Willie's chiropractic office in Sheboygan, perhaps may be the best way for me to proceed over a few treatments. If it continues to improve like it did after yesterday's first 15-minute, I believe it was, session on both of my shoulders, almost immediate relief. It got better throughout the evening, and I slept last night without waking myself up, turning over my sleep. Normally when I turn over, I kind of tweak my shoulder a little bit. It wakes me up slightly, I go back to sleep thanks to CBD Tim Roberts products. Absolutely love them. Patriots Relief CBD products put me right back to sleep, but the shoulders feel a lot better. Thank you, Stacy. Greatly appreciate it. And we're going to continue with that therapy for a while and see if it continues to improve. And if it does, my shoulders are fixed. So appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you have any questions, comments regarding the topics we're going to be talking about today, greatly appreciate it. Please be pithy, short, to the point, and don't send me any links, stories, videos that I have to watch during the show. What's going on in Lansing? Very, very interesting. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Here is the bottom line. Here is the problem with our state legislative lame duck session. 56-20-1. You're going to learn those numbers. You're going to absolutely bake them into your brain. And you're going to know whenever you're talking to anybody, there's 110 state representatives in Lansing. 56 to 54 Democrat to Republicans. All 56 Democrats must vote for a bill unless they're replaced with a Republican that's willing to support the bill. So, for example, one state representative from Detroit, State Representative Karen Whitsett, W-H-I-T-S-E-T-T. I've told you her story before. Literally was dying in her home, in her own bed, from the China virus. She had a house call from her own primary care physician. He came to her home. He examined her. He took her blood pressure. He listened to her lungs. He listened to her heartbeat. And realized that this virus was going to consume her. She was going to die. Karen said, I saw President Trump talking about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. I want a prescription for them. He said, well, that's not really medicine that's for this virus. She goes, I don't care. I want it. He acquiesced. He gave her the drugs. She took the drugs and she beat the China virus. She got on a plane and flew to Washington, D.C. and met with Donald Trump personally in the Oval Office. In a cabinet meeting that she participated in, she told the cabinet what her doctor did for her based on advice she got from Donald Trump, President of the United States. She survived. And as a result, she thanked Donald Trump. But Karen is a very interesting state representative. She represents a very, very small area of Detroit. Based on population, state representatives represent roughly between 70 and 90,000 people. Because of the population of where she lives, it's a very small community. Karen is a fighter for her district. She cares about her seniors, most of them black. Some of them live in three senior citizen complexes, senior living centers in her district. She goes to these senior assisted living places. She serves food. She talks to them. She calls bingo games for them. She's very active in her community. She can do that because it's a very small, highly populated area of Detroit. Now, there's another political component to Karen because she is a political animal. She's a politician. The current Speaker of the House, folks, Joe Tate, is also from Detroit. And recently, I announced on the show a week or so ago that the mayor of Detroit, Mike Duggan, announced that he was running for governor in 2026 as an independent. I'm going to be a governor for all the people of Michigan, not just Republicans, not just Democrats. One thing you have to understand, Karen Whitsett does not like Speaker Joe Tate in any way, shape, or form. She doesn't believe he has the leadership skills to even be the Speaker of the House, let alone be the next mayor of Detroit, which is what he is exploring right now. He's got an exploratory committee formed for him to be running for mayor of the city of Detroit. Well, in the Senate side, there's 38 state senators. 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans. What's the formula? 56, 20, and 1. 56 yes votes in the House, 20 yes votes in the Senate, and one signature by a governor. Well, there's a state senator from Detroit, Sylvia Santana. I know Sylvia personally. As a matter of fact, she mentioned my name on the Senate floor in the Senate chamber back in 2022 when I ran for state Senate in the 37th district as a Democrat. She called me out. She mentioned me. We also had correspondence between each other. She sent me a text message. I responded to her. Sylvia Santana mailed Vicky and I a Christmas card. In 2022, after I ran as a Democrat, she sent us another one last year in 2023. Vicky responded with her return address, and Vicky made her a handmade Christmas card and sent it to her as well. I have a lot of respect for Senator Sylvia Santana for Detroit because she too cares about her community. Well, guess what? Yesterday, they were back in session. On Wednesday, they were back in session. And neither State Representative Karen Whitsitt, Democrat from Detroit, nor Senator Sylvia Santana, Democrat from Detroit, showed up yesterday in Lansing. Neither one of them came to the legislative session. Because they were no-shows, the Democrats were unable to operate with their full majorities in both the Senate and the House. Therefore, no votes were taken in either chamber yesterday. And now, today, it's an open question whether any votes are going to happen today either. Why is this happening? Well, Karen Whitsitt isn't getting anything that she wants. Sylvia Santana isn't getting anything she wants. And frankly, they're both upset with the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate. However, a key Senate leader signaled that leadership was hopeful that they would in fact return today, Thursday, with a complete attendance among all 56 Democrats in the House, all 20 Democrats in the Senate. Following the session yesterday, MERS News Service got a quote from the Senate Majority Floor Leader, Sam Singh, Democrat from East Lansing. He told the media, not just MERS, but he told everybody, we're coming in tomorrow to do the work for the people. Well, what are the frustrations Karen Whitsitt in the House and Senator Sylvia Santana has in the Senate? Whitsitt's problem, beef, is with Speaker Joe Tate not advancing House Democratic members' priorities. Santana claims urban communities like hers, Detroit, are being left behind. So without them, the House Democrats won't have 56 members to pass any bill without Republican support. In the Senate, they won't have the 20 Democrat senators there needed to pass a bill without Republican support. Do Republicans finally, even with the trifecta being in the Democrats' hands, Republicans are in the driver's seat today, Thursday, December 19th. Now, here's what's happening on the calendars. I've been studying this. I've been looking at all the bills. I've been looking at all the committee assignments. I've been looking at the first, second, and third readings. I've seen the calendar for today. The House has loaded up its calendar for today with 12 State Senator Sylvia Santana sponsored bills that came from the Senate Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Sarah Anthony from Lansing. In addition, they have talked up the possibility of bringing up an end-of-the-year supplemental spending bill, appropriation spending, our taxpayer dollars, for money to go to every House district in the entire state, which is what Whitsitt demanded, requested on Monday. Now, as of the reporting of this story, that's not enough for Karen Whitsitt. She told MERS News Service last night at 8:54 p.m. that she plans that she, excuse me, I'm going to be clear on this, that she was not planning on coming to Lansing on Thursday. After she was planning on doing it at a certain point earlier in the day. The House has on Thursday's through passage agenda 12 bills sponsored by Senator Santana. They've been sitting in the Senate chamber going nowhere. Well, a few of them, for example, Senate Bill 282, Senate Bill 708, Senate Bill 709. What do these bills do? Preventing released inmates from paying higher insurance premiums after their auto insurance coverage lapsed while they were in prison, while they were incarcerated. Car insurance lapse, you have no proof of insurance of any prior insurance, you go into the insurance pool. The insurance pool, folks, is very, very, very expensive for the first 6 months. Then once you have proof of insurance, you go back to your regular insurance. Well, these bills would prevent that from happening. Additionally, she has a Senate Bill 493, expanding the groups of people that can call on the Legislative Corrections Ombudsman to investigate state prisons. The legislation also increases the ability of legislative offices to visit prisons with its own contracted experts to investigate activities in the prisons, as opposed to it being done simply, strictly by the executive branch. I guess currently the governor is in charge of visiting prisons, assessing what's going on in the prisons. Well, this bill would change that. Legislators, state reps, and state senators would be able to contract with experts and send them into the prisons. That's her Senate Bill 493. Sounds reasonable to me. The first three bills as well regarding car insurance, that's reasonable. You shouldn't lose your prior insurance status with insurance companies just because you had to go to jail. Another bill, Senate Bill 916, offering a way to drop charges if an alleged misdemeanor offender goes through a court-ordered mental health treatment program. Is that a role of government? I don't know. She's got a few more, and they sound reasonable. Well, she's saying if they don't get approved, she's not coming to the Senate today. What could that cause? I'll explain it on the other side. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source. You're a